Hello, friends. This is La Sirena Magdalena welcoming you to another episode of Jazz Ready. You got to be ready for the Be Here Now so you can be here tomorrow. My heart is always uplifted when I meet good people who care about the well-being of others. Our somewhat mysterious guest from episode 154, George Goodwin, who had not sent me a bio, sent me one. It remains a bit mysterious, but it does tell us something about what he has chosen to do in terms of supporting humanity in his lifetime. And I also want to say a thank you again to Nina Lydia Ulf for introducing us. She is our mutual friend. And actually, it is her work that George will be reading from today. So I'll be right back to tell you a little bit more about our almost mystery man, our featured guest, George Goodwin. Hold on now. One of the things I love about Jazz Ready is that I have the opportunity to welcome artists from all walks of life who've had all sorts of experiences and such interesting ways of moving through the world. And our featured artist today, George Goodwin, is a Dorchester, Massachusetts native, and he was a submarine sailor for 23 years. I would be so curious to know what inspired George to become a submarine sailor, what it was like, and how he looks back now on that period in his life. Well, after he retired from that back to Boston in 1980, he entered the field of human services. He worked as a clinical director of a large halfway house for the treatment of those seeking healing from alcoholism. George then moved to New Haven, Connecticut for a year and a half, where he worked in several clinics, including Daytop Therapeutic Community in Shelton, Connecticut, and the Shirley Frank Foundation in New Haven, a 28-day recovery clinic, also for those suffering from alcoholism. George then returned to Boston and worked at a methadone clinic in Brighton, Massachusetts. I find this to be sacred and very difficult work. I admire people that can do this work and will choose to do this work. Addiction is a problem that can afflict any of us at any time. So I thank you and commend you, George, for doing this work. Eventually, then George moved to Maine and he learned to build wooden boats. Now, I'd really love to know about that too. To go from being a Navy submarine sailor for 23 years to building wooden boats with your hands. Now, I know there's got to be a story about those boats, why you built them and what happens with them when you do. I just know it. We've got to have George Goodwin back. I know that already. George also began to volunteer with the Maine State Prison System, facilitating weekend workshops for the incarcerated on how to dialogue in ways that would not lead to physical violence. In 2010, George began creative writing to examine his own progress in life. He continues to hold workshops in prisons, and he wants all of us to know that he writes every chance he gets. And now, as I mentioned before, he's going to read a poem by our mutual friend, Nina Lydia Ulf, Peony in Lower Manhattan, from her book, American Heritage, Many Tribes, Many Nations. George Goodwin.
Peony in Lower Manhattan. The handball man rode his bicycle over the bridge at West 4th Street. I fell into his metal basket and threw everything in. I gave the fish gift of mouth. yellow Brooklyn, its own genus of botanicals, the flowers of boys rocked with candy and lust. Every teenage night was an ice cream cone licked to death. Then came Canal Street, red lights and sticky buns, firecrackers and trash cans, the stupid joke. Cover your ears. Harvey Keitel, unshaven and unknown, shopping for groceries with his coat collar up, a man I smiled at too often. Water fountain kisses. I was a peony till the motorcycle hit the wall. Smokestacks lightning. Restaurant. Saloon. The back room. Irishmen in cashmere coats. Red hair and freckles. Pinky rings with diamonds. Howling wolves, all of them. The boys from the kitchen. Hell's bells. This is the Urban Dictionary. What grows in the cracks. Cocaine snorted through a straw. Stamen and pistol life on Spring Street. The abandoned lot below the loft. Between Grand and Broom where you take a pee. Throwing trash out of the window from the third floor. Empty night. Bottles hoisted up to Balzac. Doors open in social clubs. Card games spill onto tables. It is summertime and living is not so easy. Collection days. Gunshots, corn and tomatoes collapsing, the sighs of the onlookers, the busting of clay pots on fire escapes, cover your eyes, cover your face, the Chinese good luck piece you bought as a love token, the jade surrounded by 24 carat, stolen by the Chilean painter's entourage, a bad situation, West Broadway, someone has to pay. Where did the park and I end up? Manhattan South? Polluted and dilated. Arrested lovers. Noodle traffic and taxi bees. The corner of West and Vessie. Full throttle down the west side. On the back of the Yamaha. Bubble gum blown through my hair.
Thank you, George Goodwin, for sharing with us a poem by our friend Nina Lydia Ulf, Peony in Lower Manhattan, from her extraordinary collection, American Heritage, Many Tribes, Many Nations, Nina Lydia Ulf. And so I am grateful to have George with us today, to have Nina's work come alive through George's support. I have a special place in my heart for poets who care about other poets and support their work, read their work, buy their work, and go on Jazz Ready and read their poems. I love it. And we've had other artists do that here as well. And I look forward to having Nina and George on an episode together. And I'm pretty certain that's going to happen. So I thank you all for joining me on another episode of Jazz Ready. And remember, keep sharing the links to share the love. Support the artists who support us. And as we get through these very trying times, let's not do it alone. Let's do it unified. I look forward to feeling you again soon on another episode of Jazz Ready.